Chapter 1. Island. Once upon a no-time, people dwelled in the realm, where they all knew that even though they looked different from each other, they were all actually the life, that sometimes looked like tree, and sometimes like water, and sometimes like raven, and sometimes like caterpillar, and sometimes like rock, and sometimes like bear, and sometimes like human. In the realm, people felt the life breathing, laughing, playing, singing, and dancing in them, and they delighted in how things were always coming into being and then disappearing again, like a magical kaleidoscope. The realm contained all moments and all beings that ever happened or ever could happen, so nothing was ever lost, and everything vibrated with beauty, joy, and gratitude inside a boundless, laughing love. Now, the people didn't call the realm, because it was everything anyone had ever known, and there wasn't anything that wasn't the realm, so you can see how it never occurred to them to give it a name. But one day, many, many realm dwellers somehow fell into a strange sleep that transported them into a strange, seemingly endless dream. It wasn't the sort of nighttime dream you have when you're tucked in your bed all cozy and warm and visit all manner of magical places and meet all sorts of interesting people without your head ever leaving your pillow. In the strange sleep, the people didn't need to be in bed at all to dream their dream. They dreamed their dream while they were doing all sorts of things, like walking the dog, or sorting the mail, or shoveling the snow, or brushing their teeth, or buying the groceries. That's why it was such a strange sleep, because although the people looked for all the world like they were awake, in fact, they weren't. In their dream, the people saw themselves in a strange way. Each person was an eye, separate and all alone, made by an eye in the sky who was separate and far, far away. This made the people feel terribly lonely. The place they dreamed was called Island, and having forgotten the realm where nothing is ever lost, the people now thought that when they died, they would disappear into a deep, dark nothingness. This terrified them completely. Now, because they felt so afraid and alone, all the dreamers of Island spent their days trying to convince themselves that they were more special than all the other eyes in Island. But no matter what they tried, on most days they could not shake the conviction that all the other eyes in Island were much, much better than they were. This left them feeling littler than little. All this made Island a very lonely and fearful place, though nobody ever really talked much about feeling lonesome or scared, because everyone could see that all of Island's really special, important eyes never felt that way.